Good evening, everyone. So, before plants become competent to flower, I will do it again. So, following the germination, before plants become competent to flower, they pass through a phase of vegetative growth. And the vegetative growth can be further divided into two phases, including juvenile phase and adult vegetative phase. And during the juvenile phase, so plants are incompetent to flower, and for photoperiodic plants, they are insensitive to photoperiod to induce the flowering. And after the transition to the adult vegetative phase, plants acquire the reproductive competence, and for photoperiodic plants, the flowering can be induced by photoperiodic induction. And during vegetative growth, when plants are exposed to the vegetative shade, where the relative proportion of fire radiation increases or red fire ratio decreases, plants show shade avoidance responses. So during the juvenile phase, plants elongate their hypocotyl leaves and stem, and leaf chlorophyll concentration decreases. And during the adult vegetative phase, the shade signal also can induce the early flowering. And we know that phytochrome B photoreceptor is the key regulator for shade avoidance responses under low red fire ratio condition. So when we look at this diagram, phytochrome B is activated by the red radiation, but inactivated by far radiation. And thus, under low red fire ratio condition, phytochrome B is inactivated. And inactivation of phytochrome B releases the repression of PIFs, and the PIFs acts to promote the elongation growth and suppress the chlorophyll biosynthesis. In terms of the flowering, phytochrome B is known to regulate the flowering time at least partially through photoperiod pathway. And in photoperiod pathway, inactivation of phytochrome B releases the repression of floral promoter constants, which act to promote the transcription of flowering locus T and subsequent flowering. And this is how we can explain the elongation response and decrease in leaf chlorophyll concentration and flowering acceleration under low red fire ratio condition. And for greenhouse commercial production, most of the bedding plants are produced in two distinct stages, so including young plant stage from germination to transplant, and finishing plant stage from transplant to the flowering stage. And in our previous study, we grew bedding plant plugs indoors using solar source LED lighting. And during young plant stage, we investigated the effects of adding far radiation to the common blue plus red radiation spectrum under 18-hour photoperiod on the quality of transplant and at finishing plants of the popular bedding plant species. And as you can see here, we observed that similar to the shade avoidance responses, as more far-red was added, the seedling height increased and the leaf chlorophyll concentration decreased. So you can see the leaves are more yellow on the right side at the transplant stage. And at the finishing stage, we observed that addition of far-red during the young plants, only young plant stage, accelerate the subsequent flowering in some long-day plant species, including snapdragon and petunia. So from this result, we learned that some long-day bedding plants were sensitive to the reduced red-to-fire ratio to induce flowering during their young plant stage. However, most of the annual bedding plants have juvenile phase in which they are insensitive to photoperiod and or the light quality of photoperiod to induce flowering from a few days to several weeks after germination, depending on species. And this point made it less clear whether the addition of far radiation was needed during the entire young plant stage to induce the flowering, or it was just needed during the later young plant stage to accelerate the subsequent flowering in some long-day plant species. So in this study, we investigated how the timing and duration of far-red treatment during the young plant stage influenced the extension growth, leaf chlorophyll concentration, and subsequent flowering in popular bedding plant species. And we postulated that treating far-red during the later young plant stage and during the entire young plant stage would be similarly effective at accelerating accelerating the subsequent flowering in long-day plant species, given the existence of juvenile phase. We also postulated that treating far red for a shorter period would limit the extension growth and leaf decrease in leaf clover concentration. So for this study, we used three long-day plant species, including snapdragon, petunia, and dianthus, and one day neutral plant, geranium. And the seeds of these four species were sown in 162 cell plug, and after germination, we grew them under soil source lighting treatments indoors under 20 degrees Celsius with 18-hour photo period for 27 days. And after 27 days of soil source lighting treatments, we finished the lighting treatments and we evaluated the quality of transplant. And to see the carryover effects of the young plant treatment to the finishing stage, we transplanted the seedling into the 10-centered pot and grew them under a common finishing greenhouse environment under 20 degrees Celsius with a 16-hour photo period until their flowering stage. So during the young plant stage, to investigate the effects of timing and duration of far red treatment, we divided the 27-day growing day into three equal 9-day phases, and we grew the seedlings under 32 micromole blue plus 128 micromole red during the entire young plant stage, or the additional 32 micromole of far red radiation was provided for one-third growing period during first, second, or third phase, or the far red treatment was provided for two-third growing period during the first two, first and third, and the last two phases. And also we had one treatment treated far red during the entire seedling stage. So in this study, we had eight different lighting schedule during the young plant stage. And this was the spectral distribution for our lighting treatments, and the peak of blue red far red LED used in this study was 449, 664, and 733 nanometer respectively. Then, getting into the result, I'd like to share the result of seedling height. And in terms of the seedling height, dianthus showed the most sensitive response, so I want to share the dianthus results first. So this is the photo for representative dianthus seedlings at their transplant stage, which was 27 days after the lighting treatments. And as you can see, except for the far red treatment during the first phase, which was on the second left, the other far red treatments increased the seedling height. And as the timing of far red treatment was delayed and the duration of far red treatment increased, the seedling height generally increased. And this is the result for seedling height in other species, including snapdragon, geranium, and petunia. And we see very similar trends. So as far as it was provided during the later stage and longer period, so seedling height increased. But in this species, the far red treatment was needed at least two-third growing period or entire period for petunia for inducing extension growth. Then next, let's look at the result for leaf chlorophyll concentration. So in this study, we evaluated the leaf chlorophyll concentration by measuring SPAD index. And in snapdragon and petunia, we observed that far red treatment during the first and third phases, and during the last two phases, and during the entire seedling stage, similarly reduced the SPAD index. And also in petunia, we observed that one-third growing period of far red treatments reduced the SPAD index similarly when it was provided during the second or third phase of the young plant stage. So from this result, we learned that similar to the seedling height results, in some sensitive crops, one-third growing period of far red treatment was effective at reducing the leaf chlorophyll concentration from the second phase of the young plant stage. Then finally, I'd like to share the subsequent flowering results. So as you recall, at the transplant stage, to see the residual effects of the seedling treatment at the finishing stage, we transplanted the seedlings and grew them under a common finishing greenhouse environment. And here, I'm showing the treatments during the young plant stage and what effects they had at their finishing stage. And this is the data for days to flower after transplant for long day plant snapdragon. And we observed that all plants treated with FARET during the third phase flowered 11 to 16 days earlier compared to the plants grown without FARET radiation. But interestingly, the FARET treatment during the third phase was saturated the flowering acceleration response, and thus longer FARET treatment did not further accelerate the flowering response. However, in other species, including Daenerys plant geranium, we observed that the FARET treatment during the young plant stage did not influence the subsequent flowering characteristics. So in summary, in this study, we investigated how the timing and duration of FARET treatment influenced extension growth, leaf chlorophyll concentration, and subsequent flowering responses in four bedding plant species. And we observed that in some sensitive crops, FARET treatment was effective from the second phase of the young plant stage at promoting extension growth and reducing the leaf chlorophyll concentration. And in general, the effect of FARET was greater as it was provided during the later stage and longer period. In contrast, for flowering in some sensitive long day plant species, the FARET treatment was effective from the third phase of the young plant stage, and one-third period of FARET treatment was sufficient to accelerate the flowering at the finishing stage. So based on our results, the FARET treatment during the third phase is recommended to accelerate the subsequent flowering in some sensitive crops while limiting the extension growth and decrease in leaf chlorophyll concentration. With that, I'd like to thank many people, company, and funding agency who supported this research. Thank you.